Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Insomniac Diary. You know how when we were kids, we thought if we covered our eyes, the monsters couldn't get us? Well, turns out as adults, we do the same with the truth. We think if we don't look at it, maybe it will just go away. Well, it doesn't. The truth is like your smartphone battery, you know? You can ignore it and keep scrolling, but eventually it's going to shut down on you when you need it the most. By the way, I promise you, truth isn't as scary as we think. It's actually liberating. You no longer have to play hide and seek, you know, because this game consumes a lot of your energy that could instead be used to create something beautiful in your life. Seriously, though, facing the truth is really freeing. We are scared of it because it hurts. Like finding out someone you trusted has let you down, or realizing that those who are supposed to love you unconditionally, well, they love themselves more, or facing some tough personal truth. But avoiding those truths doesn't make them disappear. It just makes them grow. In reality, avoiding tough truths causes us more harm in the long run. It's better to confront them head on. Rip off the band-aid, you know? Disinfect the wound before it becomes something worse, something untreatable. By the way, today's episode is a quick one, but it's about something I had to get off my chest. Not being able to face reality held me back for a long time, and I don't want that to happen to you. Because I see now we are all a bit scared of the truth sometimes. But pretending it's not there doesn't change anything. In fact, we're still energetically tied to those unresolved issues. You know, it's like being stuck with one foot in the past, which means we can't move forward. And until we close those doors, new ones cannot open. Because if we don't confront those issues and we don't heal and face them head on, we just end up feeling weight of their consequences in our emotions and decisions that we make. And when we are carrying these unresolved issues, we also attract the partner who has those unresolved issues, and then we start trauma dumping on each other. I think it's a cycle that needs to break for us to reclaim our power and live healthier, happier lives, which we all deserve. For example, imagine you've lost your keys and you're running late. Like, you couldn't ignore the mess on your table, right? Like, hoping the keys will just show up. Instead, you can start looking and really dealing with what's in front of you. And once you find them, boom, you're back in control. That's what confronting truth does. It puts you back in the driver's seat. I used to think if I ignored my problems, they would sort themselves out, kind of like my laundry, but just like the laundry, they just pile up. And personally for me, nothing scarier than a month's worth of laundry staring you down. But here's the cool part. Like, once you start facing things, it gets easier. It's like the first time you try to flip a pancake, it might end up on the floor, but the second and the third, it always gets better. It's the same with everything, you know, or first time you try to play a guitar. It gets better with time. So why do we act like the truth is this big, scary monster? Probably because we forgot that we're pretty brave. Yep, you and me. We can handle more than we think. Don't you have this feeling sometimes when you think about your past self being afraid of something and it's just funny to you right now because it's not that scary anymore? You only have that perspective because you already overcame that situation. So whatever you're afraid to face right now, it's okay. It will be a day when you will laugh at it. Because more obstacles you face in this life, stronger you get. And I think that's the only way to get through this life. We need to practice being stronger. We need to be okay to face the truth. We need to be okay to face whatever life throws at us. Because what's the point of hiding and pretending everything is okay if it's not? If people are mistreating you and you just don't want to face it, don't you think you deserve better people in your life? If you have some trauma that you don't want to face, there is messing with your present and probably it will mess with your future, then don't you think it's better to face it so whatever happened will stay in the past and it doesn't have to affect your future? I think we can handle more than we think. And once we start facing the truth, we start to see it's not a monster. It's just life with a few extra sprinkles. All right, everybody, that's it for today. Remember, the truth isn't going to eat you, okay? The worst it can do is to make you clean up your room or, you know, your life. But once you do, you're going to feel awesome. Like superhero awesome. Keep standing strong, keep facing those truths, and I'll see you next time. We might just go after something even scarier, like figuring out how to adult or balancing work and play. Until then, stay safe and stay real. Bye, everybody.